Good morning. God bless you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. I'm a pastafarian.
You're what?
Pastafarian.
A pastafarian.
Yes.
You want to explain that to me, if you have a moment?
We belong to the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Oh, so you've created a god in your imagination to suit yourself.
Oh, I didn't.
So you could suppress the truth by your unrighteousness.
I did not create him. We have thousands of worshippers.
Yeah. You know there's only one God.
Yeah,
and you know he exists. But you suppress that truth by your unrighteousness. Professing to be wise, you've actually rendered yourself a fool. You have. You're not going to stand before the spaghetti monster when you die. You're going to stand before the God you know.
Yeah, he has a stripper factory and a beer volcano in Pastafarian Oven.
Yeah, your delusion won't save you from the wrath to come.
Oh, when I die, I'll be in a hole in the ground.
No,
your relatives
will. Well, your body will. But your soul will live forever. And unless you turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, you'll spend eternity in hell.
Okay.
And I don't want that for you.
No. If anyone repents, they can go to heaven, right? No matter what they've done?
No, that's not true.
No.
That's not true. That's not the gospel.
So then what's...
See, if... my, you know what? My name is Tony.
Morgan.
Morgan, good to meet you. Morgan, if I were to commit some kind of crime... And I stood before the judge, guilty as charged. Not a corrupt system, not a case of mistaken identity, but I actually did the crime. And I stood before the judge and said, "Judge, I'm really sorry. I repent of that crime, so I think you ought to just let me go." Is a good judge going to let me go because I say I'm sorry?
Well, everyone says there's no sin that he can't forgive.
That wasn't my question to you. My question to you was, is a good judge going to let me go simply because I'm sorry for what I've done?
A good judge will give you a lesser sentence.
No, a good judge would not. A good judge would follow the law. A good judge would follow the law.
I have to go to class.
Right. And the wicked flee when no one pursues, Morgan. You need Christ. You're not good.
Okay.
You're not good, Morgan. Neither am I. None of us are good.
No.
God's standard of goodness is moral perfection, and you've already failed by blaspheming the God you know. It doesn't matter. Irrelevant.
What's the point?
Well, the point is that when you die, you're going to stand before God, and he's not going to see your giving to charity. All he's going to see is your sin.
I have free will. If God gave me free will, then why did he give me the choice not to believe?
Your free will is corrupted by your sin nature.
I'm going to believe.
And you're going to die someday, Morgan, and you need Christ. You need Christ, Morgan. I'm sorry?
As gay as a peacock.
I'm sorry, you're as what?
I am as gay as a peacock.
Yeah.
You would not want me in your church.
That's a lie, Morgan. That's an absolute lie. Because my church is filled with sinners. I'm there.
I am not a sinner for being
here. You are. You are,
no.
Morgan. You're a sinner for what you do, Morgan. You're a sinner for what you do. No proud person will enter into the kingdom of God. God's opposed to the proud.
Okay.
God's opposed to the proud. Your pride's killing you, Morgan.
Hell is filled with people like me. It sounds like a
harsh. Right. Hell is filled with people nicer than you and me. Turn to Christ and live, Morgan.
Okay.